Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Happy to be with you. You know what? It's really amazing what's going out. The economy is just, and John McCain thinks he can run it? Please. The guy doesn't even know that that Zapatero, Rodriguez Zapatero, is the head of Spain. Why would I trust him with my economic welfare? Why would I trust him at all anymore, really? I mean, you got to just realize this is just, you can't have this anymore. Can we? No, we can't. We really can't. It is just too crazy. Now, voting problems are predicted in several swing states, including ours in Colorado. So be really careful, okay? Be very, very, very careful. It is just make sure you register to vote by October 6th, I want to reiterate. Now, I want to talk about anything you want to talk about. We're also going to get some tips on how to save money if you need to buy a house or sell a house or, you know, you're thinking about your credit and how that's going to happen. We're going to talk to Christy Harvey, too, and not a moment too soon to laugh. By the way, they've got on Mike Check today, they have a story about how to survive in the green economy. So go to MikeCheckRadio.com. That's M-I-C-C, you know, for Mike Check. radio.org and check out Follow the Green Collar Road to Economic Recovery. Yay! We all know it isn't best, but you know, who would save the economy at the same time? So we're right in line with that thinking. I actually had the idea on my own. I just want you to know because I love them. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things, including, you know, FEMA. The Republicans are great. Oh, we need a new government agency now to conduct oversight. You know, I'm so glad Obama's meeting with his advisors in Florida because I'm sure they'll come up with a smarter solution. Because it's like, you know, the last entity they created, FEMA, excuse me, not FEMA, but the Department of Homeland Security. Well, they're on the hook for billions of waste and fraud. Big surprise. So we'll be talking about that with Christy Harvey coming up. Now, I want to talk to you right now on the election, on how you're leaning towards voting, on what you're going to do, and also about Sarah Palin. And whether, you know, which one of the candidates is more likely to bring change? Is it John McCain? Or is it, you know, just because you're a maverick, as Jonathan Alter pointed out to us earlier this week, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to play well with others. As a matter of fact, McCain has apparently flirted with the idea of becoming a Democrat because he couldn't play very well with others. So, you know, we need to talk about these kinds of things. We really, really, really do. Now, the other thing is I wanted to tell you on a local note, MoveOn.org and environmental activist and former Vice President Al Gore have joined forces to raise money for Democratic Senate candidates. They sent an email out to liberal group supporters yesterday to get them to donate to the campaigns of Kay Hagan, who's running against the odious Elizabeth Dole in North Carolina, Mark Udall in Colorado. We know who he's running against, Paul Schaefer. And Al Franken in Minnesota, who's running against Norm Coleman. Gore described Hagan, Udall, and Franken as real clean energy heroes who need our help to win. All three candidates have aired ads in the past few months touting their environmental creds. Well, MoveOn spent $500,000 on airing an ad on Hagan's behalf. Almost 60% of her funds do come outside of North Carolina. Dole has raised three times as much money as Hagan as of June 30th. So get busy. Go contribute. If you're feeling a need to contribute out of town, do it. Udall also changed courses mid-campaign and endorsed offshore oil drilling if combined with mandates to develop renewable energy, but which, you know, kind of alienated him a bit from environmental supporters. But I still support him. I think he's fabulous. And you know what? I think they're talking out of their mind, out of both sides of their mouths a little bit. And I don't like that, actually. But, you know, with the Republican Party screaming, drill, baby, drill, drill, baby, drill. I know which people are my favorites. And Al Franken is very green. He supports full development of new technologies and green and renewable energy. So get busy. Go for him. Scott in Aurora, besides, don't you really want to hear Bill O'Reilly have to say Senator Al Franken? Don't
Good
you
morning.
really want to hear him say that? Good morning. How are you, Scott? Good
Great,
morning.
Erin. Good to hear you on the air.
Thank you.
I want to just bring up, because it is voting season, what we all know, of course, most of us know that listen to this, that we need to vote for Obama for change. But it's also very important that we focus on some local amendments, because there are some really bad ones that are on our ballot, and they're in the 40s number range. People need to be very careful, because one of them, I want to say it's like 43 or 44, I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me. People need to look. It outlaws affirmative action in Colorado.
Outlaws affirmative action. There's one that it wants to make us a total right to work state, which, of course, former odious Governor Bill Owens wants, and I never supported him ever. Wouldn't ever. I can't stand it. It's there are a lot of them, and even Ritter. I think Governor Bill Ritter is urging a lot of them to be purged, because unions have several. You need to read your ballot very closely. It sounds incredibly dense. I can't imagine it's going to take people 20 minutes. It may take as long as 30 or 40.
Right, and I was at a wonderful town hall meeting last night held by Representative Morgan Carroll. I wish all politicians did this for constituents, but she lined this all out, and she recommended that we vote bottom up so that we make sure we see everything and we know exactly what we're voting on. But all the women, all minorities, they need to make sure they defeat that amendment, because once it's an amendment, it is almost impossible to get it changed. It's very easy to get it passed. It's very hard to get it changed.
Is this backed by Ward Connerly by any wild chance?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
big
so.
Surprise. Yeah. That man hates himself, I'm convinced. That it does sound very sane and intelligent, and I wish I were going to be there so I could do a show on decoding the amendments and the proposals on the ballot, because you really have to read that stuff very carefully. Now, I don't know, up here we have a wonderful paper called The Stranger. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's pretty funny. And I think Westward put out an election guide? I can't remember whether they do. But if they do, that might be a good way to do it. Get an alternative view on what to vote for. And
exactly.
Make sure that you know what, you know, the people you care about, what their stances are.
Well,
you know,
I would love if y'all would have Morgan Carroll on sometime. She does great work. And frankly, I'd love to see someone from your station there covering those events. It's people getting involved in their government and getting educated. It's wonderful. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you, Scott. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be really. So I would vote by mail and early. That's what I would do. It's 303-713-7600, and anything that Governor Bill Owens thinks is really swell, ooh, right to work, indentured servitude for workers forever. Just bear in mind that, of course, you don't have to pay union dues if you don't want to. But, you know, joining a union is not such a bad thing. There's strength in numbers, and the way that they have treated us, economic disparity, come on, maybe it's time to bring smarter, faster, better unions back. I'm not saying corrupt, weighted down, bossy, terrible unions. I'm saying good ones that work for you. We might use some help. Roger, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Erin, welcome back to Colorado. Long time no talk.
Thank you. Good to hear from you too, Roger. We keep in touch by email if you're the Roger I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, cool.
Hey, one thing, you were talking about, the voter registration and everything else.
Yes.
RFK Jr. is reporting that here in Colorado, Mike Kaufman, who's actually running to be my congressperson, unfortunately, has managed to, and the Secretary of State have managed to call about 20% of the voters off the rolls. And, of course, you know, the majority of them happen to be blue voters. So, you know, everybody's got to go out, and even before you go to vote, make sure you're still ready. And do it before October 6th, so if they have called you off the rolls, you can get back on the rolls.
Yeah, because one thing that the Republicans are doing all over the country is cadging, where they send you do not forward mail. So if it does, you know, if it doesn't go to you or it comes back to them, right, then they have you bumped off the rolls. So you've got to make sure you're still on the rolls. Absolutely, totally,
yeah,
absolutely.
You can do that either at the Colorado Secretary of State website, or you could do it at the Obama website. Both of them have things to check your rolls. And this is especially important for service members, because the Republicans are caging service members left and right. people that are in Iraq and Afghanistan. They did it last election. They're doing it again this election.
You know, that's so nice. Isn't that treating your veterans so respectfully to disenfranchise them? What a great idea.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, if the money that was coming in from Iraq was going 6-1 for Obama over McCain, you know, they definitely don't want these guys voting.
Well, because he's voted against, John McCain has voted against every benefit for veterans since, you know, he's been in office, practically speaking, but especially lately. Oh, maimed, no, that'll encourage you. No, we can't give you any more rights or benefits because that won't encourage you to stay in the military forever.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, gross.
And I think one of the veterans groups gave him a 20 out of 100, as in voting on veterans issues.
Oh, my goodness, Roger. So. Really? That's enough. All right. Well, good reminder. And by the way, it's October 6th. We were punked by a Republican operator earlier last hour, so who tried to tell us it was October 10th. And I said, isn't it a month ahead of election time? So we were on this. We were on the. And then John looked it up to double confirm. It's Monday, October 6th. So make sure you register to vote. Thank you very much for your call, Roger. Good to talk to you again. It's 717. I'm Aaron Hart. See, once you start listening to me, you never stop, really. Just stay on my mailing list. I'll let you know every week. Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. Where I'm appearing and what I'm doing. I'll be giving a couple of speeches up here locally. Who knows? I might even come down to Colorado for a few things. So 303-713-7600. And I'd love to talk to you. 718 it is. We're going to go to Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk. And then I'll be right back with more of your phone calls right here on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean.
Just like this song. It's 7:22 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. We're going to get some tips for interest rates, all these crazy things that are happening in the market. I want to know how it hits us on a down home level. What does this mean to us? Because let me tell you something. We're all going to be looking for other ways to invest, other ways to protect our retirement money in the future, maybe to spread out. Because investing in the stock market, I don't know right now, you know. But we'll talk to, but it could be safe, too. I mean, there could be bargains. As Michael Spear told us yesterday, I don't know. I want to look for help and solutions as well as, oh my God, doom and gloom, because it's pretty scary out there. And let me tell you something, pat your children on the head, kiss them goodnight. They're going to carry the load this time for the bad debt from the mortgage meltdown. Thank you so much. It's not all the regulators' fault, John McCain. It's also the greedy jerks who are busy shoveling more money into their pockets and they're huge and giant bonuses. You know, as long as they're going to limit short selling, maybe they should say to, you know, you don't get bonuses until you have a proven track record of 5 years. If I were on the board of directors of any company, I'd say, you know what? No bonuses, no golden parachutes for you until you have a proven track record. Thanks so much. Art in Aurora, thank you for joining us on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know, your radio station, you guys, John, Jay, and Aaron, and you, and everybody there, you guys are like gold, you know, liquid gold over the airwaves.
Well, thank you.
When I'm from Indiana originally, and back there, you know, I was surprised when I came out here, they don't really have progressive radio stations. It's so blanket red out there. You don't hear the kind of talk that you guys have. And I know Jay has a Facebook account. And what I noticed about the Facebook account is that up in the upper right-hand corner, you can edit, you know, what you're doing today. Like, you know, you're, you know, having breakfast or, and what I did, because I know my family lives out there in Indiana, and they don't have progressive radio.
Yeah.
What I did was get the word out was I typed in there, I'm listening to AM760.net, listening to Aaron, Jay, and because that's the only way, you know, I never even knew that there was any kind of radio station like you guys out here.
Well, I'm working on getting a Facebook account, but the last time I tried, there was such an inundation, and I want to figure out ways to protect my privacy, because the problem is you can also have, you know, you can be hacked like Sarah Palin was. And I have, you know, while most people are absolutely benevolent and dandy, you know, I also want to protect my privacy. And also I have four email accounts, and it seemed overwhelming. But my brother's been working on me and my niece, and John says he has one and it's not so bad. So I'll probably be doing it soon. Because I have a website, by the way, erinhartshow.com. But I think Facebook is the way everybody's going these days, so
right.
I have to
and
join the party.
I just put it on there because it's on the face page, and everybody can see am760.net out there in the right-hand corner where I put mine.
Cool.
And, you know, you can always have a fake account, you know.
That's
Here's the other thing I wanted to mention.
That's true. You know, I'll figure it out, I promise. Go ahead.
Since we, you know, we're a swing state here.
Yeah.
You know, UPS actually tracks boxes. Why can't we? I'd like to track our votes. I'd like to be able to see where my vote is going and where, and if it's been counted right. I would like to have like a...
As long as only you would know, see, because you don't want necessarily the state knowing how you voted, because what if the right-wing Republicans figured out how you voted and came to your house? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be, you know, yes, I am. They're creepy. They went, look at what they did in Florida when they tried to, those little thugs who went down and tried to intimidate people in Miami. It's gross what they're doing. And, you know, you should see what's been some of the nasty tactics that have been used. I'm going to talk about a little later in the show. It's just, it's frightening to me. So
you know, what are we going to do if it comes down to, like, you know, a couple hundred thousand like said before, and, you know, everybody wants to recount? And because I really don't.
We went through that up here on a state level for governor, and we're probably going to go through it again because Dino Rossi's running against, it's a rematch between him and Christine Gregoire. She won on the third recount of votes by 125 votes, I think it was. So it can get, I'll tell you what it is, it's ugly, nasty, protracted, long, and drawn out. So, but here's what I do think and believe, and I hope I'm correct, is Barack Obama has this team of smart lawyers, and so does the DNC. They, you know, hopefully being fooled twice and having Ohio go down the way it did last time under a Republican Secretary of State, evil man that he may be, you know, it is just... I just hope we're protected. I hope we're protected, and I hope that we all look. I'm going to volunteer probably and work the polls. We all need to be monitors and work the polls. Vote on mail by mail. Thank you very much, Art, for your call. Make sure that, you know, we keep a stub on our votes up here, and I think there may be a way of double checking whether that particular vote got counted and maybe not how you voted. I'm not sure. But make sure that you vote and that you hand carry your ballot wherever it needs to go, the mailbox or whatever, because you do not want to leave anything to chance or to Republican operatives who tried to mislead us today with the wrong date. I mean, they will stoop low. They're lower than snakes' bellies. They just don't give a damn. They will try to keep us from voting any way they can. You know, whereas turnout. If we go out in overwhelming numbers, they won't be able to cheat, I think, is what I'm hoping. It's 303-713-7600. Nick in Denver. Welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. I'm sorry, Mike. Mike, I wrote you down as Nick, and I don't know why.
Oh.
Forgive me.
Oh,
that was
thank
my
you.
Bad.
That's okay. Yeah. Oh, how are you? I enjoy your show every morning.
Thank you.
Yes, I just called to explain some experience I've just gotten these few days. I've been voting for many, many years, but I received a letter from the Secretary of State that I need to get my ID, my passport, in order to be able to qualify to vote in November. So that was very strange to me. And when I called them, what's the problem? They
You're a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And then the secretary's office told me that my driver's license had three different numbers. And it never happened. I told her, I said, what the hell is going on? What is going on? I've been voting all these years. I never have this problem. After a few seconds, I said, hold on a minute. After that, they came back. They said, oh, everything is being straightened out. So I just want to tell folks out there, please be careful. Just go there and find out that your paper is not being screwed up before November 4th, because they sure will screw you up. You will not be able to vote. So that's the experience I have. So please.
Oh, my goodness. And do you think you were targeted? Like, can you tell where that information came from? Did it come from the McCain campaign, do you think?
It came from Secretary of State office, I'm telling you right now.
So it was the government here in Colorado.
Exactly. So I asked everybody, please, please check your voter registration. They're going to screw you up. You go there, they will say you can't vote because you didn't do this. So please, I beg everybody out there, check.
And check where things come from, too, because the Republicans are using some forms and such that look like they come from an official agency, and they don't necessarily. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for sharing that story, Mike. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the warning.
Thank you so much.
Yep. No, me too. Everybody's vote should count. Everybody, even ones that are against me, you know, but it's fine. But don't let your vote, do not be disenfranchised. Ken in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've been listening to that voting thing right there and everything like that. This is another thing that they're doing. They're telling students that if you have college loans and you haven't paid it, then all of a sudden, then you're not eligible to vote. That's another trick that they've got.
There's a whole bunch of tricks out there. Yeah, no, the trick in Virginia has been, they've been writing students that say that they're in jeopardy. If they register to vote, like at their university and vote in Virginia, that their parents will lose them as a tax deduction and they won't be, which is untrue.
Yeah, I know it is. They did it down when I was down in Georgia, where they told people that if you didn't pay your utility bill or your rent or something else like that, you didn't. The only way you cannot vote here in the state of Colorado is if you are incarcerated. That means that you are in jail or in prison. And if you are on parole. If you had a felony
conviction. Because just misdemeanors doesn't necessarily disenfranchise you at all.
Even if you had a felony, whatever else, that does not bar you. If you're on probation, you can vote. If you haven't paid
your student
loan,
No. Okay.
That is not Colorado state law. Colorado state law specifically says only two things that can bar you to vote here in the state of Colorado, and that is if you are incarcerated or you are on parole. That is the only way that you can be excluded to vote.
You can vote if you're homeless. People forget.
Yes,
please,
you can.
Just make sure that you register to vote. Make sure that you check BarackObama.com.
Exactly.
Make sure you go to the Colorado Secretary of State. Go wherever you need
you
to go.
You can
go
down to the Wellington Web Building and do it. You can even go right here in my neighborhood, right here in the City Park, right here, and Diana Getz. You can go ahead and find out that right there and then and there. They also said that if you didn't vote in the last primary, because we had caucuses, then we had a primary vote, that if you didn't vote in the primary, that you're not registered to vote. That's untrue.
That's untrue. If you're registered to vote, believe you me, you're registered to vote. But double check. You know, if you're concerned that it may have changed since the primary, double check.
Yeah.
But don't assume that if somebody tells you you can't vote because you voted in the primaries,
exactly.
Wrong. You do not have to register to vote every time you vote.
Yep.
Unless you move, and then you may have to change your information. And by the way, that's another tip. If you've moved recently, make sure that they know at the Electoral Commission where you've moved to and re-register to vote in your new abode.
And also to our listeners down in Colorado Springs and all the other bases at Peterson Air Force Base, Buckley, NORAD, the Air Force Academy, whatever else. Just have your parents and them just go ahead on right there and the spouses of them check on and make sure that your husband is registered to vote and make sure they get that information. Because I'll tell you one story, and this is a true one. When I was inside right there, and I was stationed at Arlington Air Force Base and serving under the third president that I served under while I was in the service, that was Ronald Reagan. He sent out a TDY message to our base telling us how to vote after he supposedly gave us that dang big pay increase. We got better pay increases, better with President Carter. I lost 30 bucks because in him giving me that, he bumped me up to the next crack bracket. And there, when you're raising two daughters and a son, and you got one right there and they need diapers, $30 is a lot of money on military pay.
That is, and that's unconscionable that they did that. Thank you so
much.
And
it is illegal, too.
Yes, it is illegal. Thank you so much for your call, Ken. I appreciate it. Bo and Conifer, we didn't quite get to you, but hang in. We'll get to you first after our quick interview coming up. 7:34 it is. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on Colorado's Progressive Talk on AM 760. And here's John Turk with Colorado's Progressive Traffic. Hi, Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I also scheduled an interview this morning with Matt McGregor, Vice President of Lakeview Mortgage. He also does work in Colorado, even though he's based principally up here in Seattle. And I thought we'd talk to you, Matt McGregor, and good morning and welcome. It's very early for us. I appreciate you coming in to talk this morning.
No problem. I've got a little bit of a cold, so bear with me.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, never mind. I don't want to invite a cold, but it deepens your voice a little, so it's good.
Good.
Anyway, Matt McGregor has worked with, just so you know, with family and friends of mine, both in Colorado, and has helped me out here find a good mortgage for me. And I'm thinking in all this deluge of bad news, a lot of people say, oh, my gosh, I can't, you know, refinance. I can't do anything right now. And what I like is you use a marketing firm when you send out your little brochures, and I actually read them, Matt. They're actually pretty good.
Well, so, I'm glad to hear somebody does.
Well, I actually do, and maybe I'm a sucker for this kind of stuff, but I like the whole theme of today's show is in the middle of all these storms, let's figure out some way that we can help each other out. And in some of your, with your wisdom, I mean, I'm sure in the heyday of mortgages, everybody was refinancing and it was heady. How has this been on your business, and what tips would you give your consumers, your clients, people that are thinking about maybe buying their first home, or, you know, what rule of thumb should we use now in this new paradigm of getting houses and selling them and all sorts of things?
Well, I think you've got a good, you know, point. It's first of all, thanks for reading the flyers. We try to put a little bit of current market info into those.
Well, you do like your helpful hints how to avoid foreclosure. I read it made my hair stand up, but I was glad to know.
Right, and we've never had to actually send out things that we would consider to be avoiding foreclosure until this market. And not to say that we've had clients that have headed down that path, but you know, you do read around the country how people have leveraged themselves into all of these 100% or more loans, and then the value slides, and they'd have to write a huge check to get out of it after agents and commissions and excise. So they walk away, even strong borrowers, because of the timing and because of the costs. So to avoid that, with all these recent banks taking such write-downs and losses, they have started changing guidelines dramatically. Month to month, week to week, Fannie Mae comes out with different restrictions. So what we've been doing is to try and, I guess, ease the fears that some people have. Seattle, is a pretty strong market still. We've seen a little bit of a decrease in sales and house values slightly. But right now, as of yesterday, actually, as an example, we hit a new low with the bond market, rivaling that of June of 2003, where that spurred off the last refi boom because rates were, you know, at 5%.
So low, right.
Right, and we're not seeing those rates. We're still, you know, teetering around just under 6% right now, where in theory it would be very, you know, similar due to that. But the banks can't, they basically can't sustain those rates because their cost to borrow these funds, and also with this, you know, tumultuous market, we're not seeing those big dips. So a lot of times people are calling me this week where it's up and down, and they're wondering, you know, is now a time to refinance again? And it certainly is a good opportunity. But you hit a few points that are great. You know, there are things to consider that are different now. And one of those is being, I would say, to the average person looking to purchase or refinance, is that, down payment now has become more obviously a big key. You know, putting some scratch in the game or contributing to your own equity is a very big point to these banks right now, because they have lost so much, especially when the values change. So FHA deals are still available with 3% down and minimal down programs, but then you're going to have to kind of, the three big items that we usually consider are down payment, you know, credit, and then your income, you know, income and assets. And if you can kind of get, you know, two out of the three, you're still pretty safe. In the old days, you know, you just had to have a job in a heartbeat, and you could get a loan, you know. So
right.
So really, it didn't matter if you could even nail one of those three. But I think that right now, the biggest concern for people is, you know, how much down payment do I have? Can I carry the loan with my legitimate income, and how do I qualify like that? So what we say is the credit score minimum requirements have also crept up from a risk standpoint. So knowing your credit, knowing what's on there, knowing if there's a little parking ticket that has gone to collections that you don't know about, those are things that will drag down your credit. And I have a lot more clients being surprised these days with their credit scores, and then it has a very big impact on your rate and or your qualifying for a loan. So knowing your credit scores and going to Equifax or TransUnion or Experian or any of these three big bureaus will allow you to reference their sites, and you also hear about these other free ones. So, or talk.
What
to
about annualcreditreport.com? Can you get it from there?
There's probably a lot of sites. We use a source that actually combines all three and collects that stuff for us. So, and obviously ourselves or any mortgage company can and will do that, for you as well. So, knowing your credit and maintaining a good credit scores in the 700s, keeping your revolving debts to a good middle of the line, balance or midway point on your balances is great. And then also looking into how much down payment, because the more you can put down, obviously the better the rates, the less risk, all of these things the lenders consider. Mortgage insurance has been something in the past where if you don't have the 20% down minimum, then you're on the hook for paying this until your property appreciates. That is something that still exists. However, they're not doing that on investment properties anymore. So investment properties, and I'm going to throw out a blanket statement here, but you really need to plan on having probably 25% down if you're going to buy an investment property legitimately and get it financed conventionally. And conventionally meaning, the loan is going to Fannie or Freddie, and you're going to have the best rates and most options with lenders. So that's something in the past where even 2 months ago we were still doing 10% down. You just pay a lot in the rate and the MI for investment properties. But now, probably at the end of September, almost every lender that we're familiar with is going to require 20%. And if you don't get to 25, you're going to have a humongous add to your rate.
To your interest rate.
Yeah, so they're incentivizing. They're basically saying you can do 20% down. Still, but you're going to pay a lot for it. If you can come up with 25, even 5% more, 75 is kind of the magic number for investment properties. So if you can have 25% down, you're good to go, and you'll still have a pretty competitive rates and so forth. And that's a big challenge. The other issue with investment properties, since we're on it, is that they've also changed it now where you can only finance you can own four properties. So if this makes your fifth purchase for a property, they're not going to back a loan to basically go over four properties on an investment. So,
wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be
that
very limiting
new.
To see how it pans out. And there's going to be
What if you paid off some of them? What if you've already paid?
Well, that's a good question. It's not the loan technically now. It's or loans. It's how many properties you own. So even if you have a first and a second on a couple of rental properties, and you have six mortgages technically. If you only have, three properties with two loans on each, you're still okay. You can go to a fourth property. But it's by the property, so it's going to be very limiting to these, these land baron type of wannabes or people who want to acquire a lot of rental properties or pick up some houses while the market's soft right now. I mean, it is a good time if you're sitting on the sideline and you have cash and good credit and the job and all the basics.
Sure.
We're finding that to be very limiting, and the last of the lenders that we use are really switching over to that as well by the end of September. So it's big changes are coming down the pipe for that. And then the last kind of, criteria, we call it, is really the income and the assets and the debts and such, because that's what's really going to make the ratios, your income that you have versus your debts, which is all of your liabilities and, ongoing revolving, credit and mortgages and loans. So that requirement is also softened where, you need to have a lower ratio. So in other words, you need to make more money or minimize debt so that you're kind of at this, 50% or less, 45% or less ratio, which in the old days we could get it approved, in the 60s if your loan size was under 417 or the conforming size. Nowadays, they're all lowering their ratios requirements, so it's making it tougher for you to qualify. And oftentimes, people who only put down, let's say, 5%, then they can still do that, but they don't qualify because the ratios are too high because they have mortgage insurance, they have a little steeper rate, they have a little. So it's a they've covered their boards where underwriters have basically all the pieces in place to jam up a loan if, you know, any of these other areas fall short, because they all kind of tie together to the same big picture. But I want to make it, I don't want to make it sound like it's doom and gloom. This
right.
Rates are still outstanding. They're still very good. There's still programs for, you know, pretty much minimal or nothing down. If you want to go that way, I'd still suggest, you know,
trying to avoid that if possible.
Yeah, I mean, 10% seems to be a nice number. If you can do 20, obviously you're set, because you're going to get the best pricing. But, you know, and there's that conforming jumbo niche of the up to 417 loan to 567. And that's sticking around, where it was more of the stimulus to kind of ride it out for 08. It's looking like it's going to continue for into the next year, which is nice, because those rates are almost the same as the conforming amount. So the jumbos are still very expensive when you get over 567, and most people are still doing ARMs just because they're a lot less expensive than
right.
30-year fixed. But
you got to watch those.
Yeah, and the good news is that the market is strong. There is still sales going on. People are finally starting to buy. Maybe it's fall, and it's a typical cycle. But despite the market, a lot of people are using this time to upgrade.
Matt,
Go ahead.
No, I need to jump to a break, but I
sure.
Thank you so much for your advice and your
sure.
Matt McGregor, Vice President of Lakeview Mortgage. Do you have a website, address you want to give out, or no?
You know, it's if anyone has questions, it's just Matt, M-A-T-T, at lakeview-mortgage.com, and we do have an office in Denver.
So, oh, and they do have an office
yes.
in Denver, so you can reach Matt.
So you can email me here or there or anywhere.
Oh, excellent. So Matt at lakeview-mortgage.com. Thank you so much
right.
for taking your time out early in the morning. I'm sorry we have to cut you a little short, because you're giving us such great advice. But
that's okay. I could keep going. So thank you.
I know. I can tell. I'm really glad. That's one reason why I like you. You tell the straight skinny both from all sides. Thank you
yeah.
so much, Matt McGregor.
Alrighty.
I appreciate it. Vice President of Lakeview Mortgage. It's 7:50 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on Colorado's Progressive Talk. Time for traffic with John Turk. And it's traffic with John Turk.
Sorry, Aaron, I was saying goodbye to
I
Mr.
Know
McGregor.
You were.
So.
That's why I jumped right back in.
All
go
right,
for
I
it,
appreciate
dude.
It.
Thank
well,
you
here,
for
I'm
covering. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thank you all for joining us. We had a caller say that the rate for the metro area is $417,000. You know, Matt works both in Denver and Seattle, and I don't know which number he was using. But anyway, he's great, and I'll be posting his information on my website as well at Lakeview Mortgage, because I think he's great, and I like him. And we're going to talk about Christy Harvey coming up. I guess she's found a new article that talks about we're hardwired to be Democrats or Republicans. That explains my brother. Anyway, it's 303-713-7600. He made me promise not to make fun of him on the radio, so I can't. Anyway, I'd love to talk to you on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Not that I would anyway. I love him dearly. Obama's warning to get out of long-term economic fallout. Those are some of the things we'll be talking about today. So it's 303-713-7600. In the remaining seconds left to me, I'll just say 303-713-7600. Let's talk Christy Harvey coming up next. And then all of us all the time head on into the 10 o'clock hour. So we'll have open lines for the rest of the show coming right up on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.